Coming to you from New Milford High School in New Milford, New Jersey, it's the Nightcast. What a perfect time of year to talk about humanitarian efforts and the spirit of giving at the high school. Today you will hear from five faculty members who are instrumental in providing these types of opportunities for students. So first we will learn about a New Milford High School Relay for Life event that's in the works. Under the guidance of Kimberly Simonovich, who is a math teacher and Math League advisor here at the high school, New Milford is working to team up with Dumont to bring together two communities to create a large Relay for Life event.
Thank you for having me. Relay for Life is a very special event for a lot of students, family members, teachers here. A personal story for me is that my mom passed away from cancer when I was a junior in college. And from that point on, I kind of made it a mission to bring Relay back into my life. When I was involved in high school, Relay was easily one of the highlights of all 4 years of high school. We had all the students there, all the teachers there, the community members were there, and it was just this large event where we all came together for a unified purpose. And so I wanted to bring that sense of purpose and fulfillment and community to the high school and extend it to the middle school and to the elementary schools and to the families of all of our students here at New Milford. Relay for Life is a fundraiser that raises money for the American Cancer Society. A lot of people think that Relay for Life just raises money for cancer research, but it actually does a lot more. It raises money and provides cancer patients with free transportation to chemotherapy treatments or to other services that they might need. It also provides them with free housing if they need somewhere to stay for a long distance treatment. And it also has a 24-hour hotline for people who are dealing with cancer or for those who are supporting those with cancer. So it really does a lot for those struggling with cancer, whether they have it themselves or they're just supporting somebody who has it.
So it sounds like Relay for Life is a large established organization that does so much good to so many people in all aspects of this community who need help. And so Dumont has an existing Relay for Life event, and New Milford in joining this event will really maximize some potential. Here at the high school, how can students and other community members get involved in this?
So the first way to get involved is to either make a team or to join a team. And to do that, you can go to relayforlife.org/DumontNJ, and you can join a team or make your own team there. Once you have that, the best way to get started is to just start fundraising money and to get people to donate to you. A very common way is to ask your family members. If you have 10 family members that you can reach out to, that's ask them for $10, and that's $100 right there. Any goal is acceptable. If you want to set your goal to raise $50 and your goal is to raise $50, anything will really help. So even though the event is in June 2020, so this coming spring, we can start fundraising now. And so some ideas that we have: there is a roller skating fundraiser in Florham Park. That's in February. We are going to do a kickoff week here at the high school in March. We're going to do like a Spirit Week activity where the kids can dress up or they can sell ribbons or sell cookies just to raise money for Relay and get that sense of community starting in the school. One of the ideas that we have is a pay a dollar and wear a hat to school day to kind of symbolize those patients who have to wear hats to conceal their heads when they lose their hair, or Crazy Wig Day where they can kind of wear the wigs to show support of cancer patients who wear wigs. Just something silly, but still getting them to raise money and kind of help out in that small way. We're also going to do a trivia night fundraiser here at the high school during that kickoff week. We'll have groups of 5 or 6 team members come, they play trivia, and all the proceeds would go right to the event.
So keep your eye out for information coming out about these fundraisers that Ms. Simonovich just mentioned. And of course, log on to relayforlife.org/DumontNJ to keep up with information about this June 2020 event and to start your team. Thanks, Ms. Simonovich.
Thank you.
Empty Bowls is a fundraiser that will take place on March 27th here at New Milford High School. It will be the third year that Mrs. Lauren Fenizia is coordinating this event.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share more information on Empty Bowls.
which will take place on March 27th in the high school cafeteria. This is a student-run event where the art department and the Mural Club, National Art Honor Society, and the Community Service Club comes together to create an event that the proceeds will go to the food pantry in New Milford to directly help our community. When you attend Empty Bowls, you will have the chance to choose from a student-made ceramic bowl to take home as a reminder of the empty bowls that many families in our community have. At that time, we will have several businesses that have donated food from the New Milford greater community set up with soup and dessert and bread. We'll have live music, and the event brings everyone together and reminds us of the importance of helping others in the community. During that time, we also have students serving the food, several teachers involved in making some food, and members from the food pantry come and they remind us of how they package the goods for families weekly and distribute to those in the community. I've been teaching ceramics for 2 years now, and during that time we've been very lucky to get more potter's wheels, and that has helped make this project grow. Our students are learning how to use the wheel and throw bowls, and they're incorporating those lessons into creating for this fundraiser.
So Empty Bowls is an event that gives several different student groups an opportunity to be a part of, as you said, giving back to the local New Milford community, which is so meaningful. We will look for information about Empty Bowls as March 27th approaches. Thank you. Next, I'm speaking with Wendy Mackey, who is a special education English teacher here at the high school and also the advisor for the Book Chat Book Club. Together with Lauren Finesia, who we just spoke to about Empty Bowls, Mrs. Mackey coordinates something called Giving Tree. Can you share with us what that is?
Absolutely. A few years ago, one of my students' moms donated a fake Christmas tree. She asked if we could use one at the high school. I said, absolutely. Honestly, thinking I was going to use it in my classroom first. And then we had recently redone the teacher's lounge, and I thought it might look good in there. And the concept kind of grew from just having conversations. Lauren and I, we were talking about some students that we had in common that had needs. And through these conversations, we realized that their needs weren't being met at home. So we decided to pull a few of our own items together just to help these students out. It was a brother and a sister. We offered this child I had toothbrushes. And I said, oh, I have some extra toothbrushes if you need. And he got so excited. And he said, oh, I really need one of those. This is great. And it stopped me in my tracks. And I thought, wow. And from that moment, the concept of the giving tree sort of exploded in my mind and in Lauren's mind. And we said, we need to do more. So from there, not only were we able to provide this brother and sister team with blankets and basic clothes and new sneakers and but they were overwhelmingly grateful and humbled by our acts of generosity towards them. And really, Lauren and I were like, this is the least we can do. So we talked about the tree that was recently donated. And we said, what can we do? And teachers are always giving. We're such a giving population. So we decided to set this up in the teacher's lounge, and the students in Lauren's art class made these little ornaments, and the really raw idea was we would take a Post-it, and if there was a child that we knew in our classes needed something, we would put a Post-it on the bottom of the ornament, and another teacher can come into the teacher's lounge, pull a Post-it, and then purchase that gift. So we would never really know who it was coming from or what child it was going to. It was very anonymous and respectful, and that's what we did for like 2 years. This year, it was a little different. This year, we had Leslie Cam from Bergen County Moms of New Jersey reach out to me and tell me that she wanted to sponsor a school, a district. And she said, I live in New Milford, so I want to start with New Milford. And do you have any students that need? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, we have a giving tree. And I explained to her what it was. And she said, this is perfect. She said, can you gather a list of items? And we did. We made a list of items. And I asked the teachers in the building if you can put an Amazon link that would help people, just make it a little easier for them to purchase these items. And Leslie came in. She took the links off of my page. She put them on to her website. And before you know it, packages started coming in.
Wow.
With scarves and socks and like a woman's coat, a girl that comes to the school and doesn't have a proper coat to wear in the winter. And I know she walks home every day. Things. And then we also did like physical needs, but what really I appreciate are the emotional needs of the students. I have students that battle with depression and battle with anxiety. So I put some self-help books on the list, like Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul. And I have a student that is a great writer. So I got her just a little book about how to write your first book, things like that, because I think it's important to say, hey, there was an item under the giving tree that had your name on it. I don't know where it came from, because that's the truth. And that's really the drive of the giving tree. That's really what we're here to do. And just to lift these kids up, it's difficult. It's a difficult generation. You know, they're battling with things that we can't process at our and from our generation. So it's just to meet them on their ground and say, hey, we care about you and we're here for you.
Wow. Wow. This sounds so meaningful on so many levels. I mean, first, of course, for the students who are receiving these gifts, and I love what you said about making them personal when possible, mm-hmm. because as appreciative as they must be when they get toiletries or a sweatshirt, or to have it be something that actually speaks to an interest of theirs, I think must stay with them for years to come, if not the rest of their lives. So this is quite a meaningful effort that you and Lauren are doing for the community directly here. This is something that's benefiting students
right.
in our school, which
right.
which is really amazing. Can you speak a little bit more about how teachers are determining students who will receive gifts from the Giving Tree?
Absolutely. Teachers, when we get together and we talk about students, we talk about what we see in our classrooms and what has worked with them. Sometimes we have students that are struggling and we'll talk to each other and say, hey, Joe is struggling and I'm not sure how to reach him. And another teacher might say, wow, this is what I know about Joe. Maybe something from home that I've learned or something that I saw in the classroom or a conversation I had. And I know that this can help him complete assignments, or I know that he struggles at home with food. And so he might come in the beginning of the day and be lethargic. These are the kind of conversations that we have because we understand that we all come to this same place, and working with a lot of people is a very difficult profession. And so it's really important to recognize that everybody has baggage. They come with something, and to recognize that and to address that in the most respectful way as you are trying to teach them perhaps how to write an essay or, you know, the purpose of annotating a story is challenging. So when we talk about students, it's important that we share what we know to help them. For example, I also have a drawer in my classroom that has snacks, granola bars, you know, like baked chips, pretzels. And sometimes kids will come in after lunch and they'll head for the drawer and grab a snack. And I know that they haven't eaten lunch. So it's there for them to say, wow, I can get a little energy in me to get through the next class or two. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize, living in New Milford, New Jersey, that there are kids that leave here and go to a home where no parents have jobs and money coming in, and their refrigerators are empty. So actually, to even talk about the food insecurity issue here at the high school, Lauren, Miss Biner, Miss Morell, Ms. Bilali, Mr. Manupalli, we've talked about creating an area in the school that we can put food, like a little food pantry or something, just for the students of the school that come in and need help.
So as you pointed out before, obviously teachers have a curriculum to teach, but that there's so much more. And in a prior episode of the Nightcast, we spoke about New Milford's emphasis on educating the whole child. This certainly speaks to that specifically and shows that we have a faculty and a staff here who are tuning into students on so many levels and meeting dire needs. So I really commend you for this work, and I thank you because I think this is really amazing.
Thank you.
So thanks. Next, we're going to hear about an exciting addition to the high school. A greenhouse will be constructed in the courtyard later this school year. Mrs. Lynn Torpy, a biology teacher, is also the advisor of the Environmental Club, and she, along with the club, will be spearheading this project. Mrs. Torpy, I know that many community members and groups are actually involved in the construction of this greenhouse, even before construction has broken ground. Can you talk to us about the process up until this point?
The greenhouse was actually a wonderful bonus. Last spring, I had been investigating garden programs, and I ran across a program called the Edible Schoolyard, which focuses on bringing planting and planting education about plants and history of plants to various schools. So I had applied for a grant from the New Milford Education Foundation. They very generously granted a sum of funds to purchase raised beds, supplies to make raised beds. We were replacing and adding to the raised beds that are currently in the courtyard. And then we were just kind of thinking pie in the sky that a greenhouse would be nice, and we mentioned it to a few people, and it got back to the members of the Committee for Project Graduation, and they very, very generously purchased a 16 by 13 greenhouse for us.
That's wonderful. So it sounds like the Environmental Club and ultimately the whole community here at the high school is the recipient in this case of a generous donation. How will it come to be that we have a greenhouse standing in our courtyard in New Milford High School?
Well, this is a process that's just beginning, so I don't have a definite answer for that yet. I reached out via Mr. Manupelli, and he emailed various sources. And I got a response from several people who were interested in helping us build. We needed someone who had construction expertise. And we're reaching out again and following several leads. But more recently, one of our Boy Scouts came to me and asked if he could put together the greenhouse for his Eagle project. And I was ecstatic. So it is already in the courtyard. It came in pieces. It's a kit. Apparently it needs some concrete foundations. So that's been the sticking point to us just being able to snap it together. So the scout is beginning the process of putting in his application to get approval to actually make this his Eagle project. And if that's the case, he will be coordinating everything, the permits, the community members who are willing to help build it. And we have the idea of having a couple of building days once he gets everything squared away, where we're just going to invite everyone who's interested from the community to help us get this thing erected.
I would imagine that there will be more opportunity for the Environmental Club once the greenhouse exists in the courtyard. It must extend the opportunity for the garden specifically. Can you speak about that?
We just received the grant to build the new raised beds in the courtyard, so we will be able to expand our garden to hopefully put it in a sensory garden. I've spoken with Ms. Miner, I've spoken with the cafeteria manager, and they're all willing to have us plant for them and use the produce there. We planted and harvested tomatoes and beans and squash and cucumbers, and I have preserved most of those, and we are intending to make a vegetable soup to donate to the Empty Bowls Project in the spring, and then we're going to just plan some lessons around planting and harvesting in our garden as well.
It sounds like so many meaningful experiences for the students who are involved. And am I correct that the Environmental Club was a part of the recent planting of trees on the high school property?
You are correct. That effort was spearheaded by my husband, Peter Torpy, who teaches physics here. So he spearheaded a proposal with our club members to replace some of the trees that have been taken down over the years around the school properties. And the project was approved, and we have planted almost a dozen trees already around the high school property, maybe closing in on 20 to replace the ones that were taken down. And this initiative has actually expanded district-wide, and all of the other schools have requested half a dozen trees or so. I just want to comment as well about the enthusiasm of the students who are committed to working these projects. They have no hesitation, and they happily get their hands dirty to plant trees, to recycle dirty things, and when we recycle bottles and cans, I can't ask for a better group of students to be involved in this.
That's great. That's always so good for the community to hear. Thanks so much for all of this work, and I'm sure those listening are excited to see a greenhouse in the courtyard. That's wonderful. The Community Service Club at New Milford High School is advised by Mr. Chris Addio, physical education teacher. Mr. Addio, can you tell us about the work that the Community Service Club does?
Thank you. Absolutely. So this is my eighth year, and since that time, it's morphed a few different ways as far as what we do and, you know, how we kind of get out to the community and what the students are required to do. Or what I tell them that, you know, community service or volunteer work is essentially anything that they're doing where they're not getting paid for. But it's things you're doing to better your community on an everyday basis and not asking for anything in return. I've gotten great feedback from other members of the community where they've gone out and volunteered, which is awesome to hear. Anytime that you are in contact with members of your community and you get positive feedback about your students, it's great to hear that, and I always pass that along to the students because it's important for them to know that what they're doing makes an impact. So I'm going to kind of give a little insight as to what I expect from the students. We typically meet once a month, but I ask that in order to, you know, have good standing in the club, that throughout the year, they should complete 25 hours of volunteer work. And that could come in one of typically three ways is what I tell them. First way is where the students kind of have a passion about something and they went out into community and they've set something up where they've been doing it ongoing. Another way in which the students complete their volunteer hours is through things that I set up for them. Essentially, what I'll do is I say there's an opportunity, I put it out there for the students, and if they're interested, then they will volunteer to do that. And the third way where they accumulate hours is a combination of both, where they seek some things out on their own, and they also do the volunteer hours that I have set up for them. At our school, actually, too, it's a little bonus, where for every 25 volunteer hours that a student completes, they will receive one credit towards their transcript. And I always tell them, you know, you're not doing it for that, but, you know, it's a little bonus that kind of comes their way. So I kind of wanted to talk about a few of the things and that we've been doing. One of the things that we started last year back in the spring was a teen advisory program at the public library. And the library is a great opportunity for students to volunteer. And essentially, they're there and they're working at the circulatory desk and they're working throughout the library. And you know, they're giving their time because, you know, it's the library still holds an important place in the community. And it's one of those things that we want to make sure that they continue to, you know, we continue to have. Another opportunity which I've been setting students up with is at hospitals, in particular Englewood Hospital. Englewood Hospital has a junior volunteer program, which is a great way for students to, number one, volunteer. And especially if they're interested in that line of work after high school, it gives them a little insight as to what takes place at a hospital. Another excellent program that we've started, we're in our seventh year of doing, is we do a peer tutoring program at the middle school. And it's a great opportunity for the high school students to give back to their former school and help out other students. It's non-stressful. Essentially, we'll send down a couple kids and they will peer tutor the middle school students. And it goes from anywhere from preparing them for a test, helping them with homework, questions they may have, and, you know, for their teachers. So, you know, it's a great program, and the middle school absolutely loves it, and the high school students that have been volunteering have a blast doing it. Another volunteer opportunity that the students that we completed our eighth year in is we volunteer at the First Congregational Church in River Edge. Students absolutely love this. And what it is, it's in the fall, it's their pumpkin patch. They do it every year. And it's just a great couple of days where the trucks come with the pumpkins. The pumpkins actually come up, I think, from Mexico. And the students spend the day unloading pumpkins. And it's a good time. And then throughout the fall, they're able to also volunteer at the pumpkin patch, just helping out with families that come through to, you know, get their Halloween pumpkin. So another Halloween event that we've been consistent with is also another great opportunity for the students to get back into the schools, is that we have our high school students go back to their elementary schools, who run the elementary schools, run their Halloween events. And our high school students will go back and work with the PTA to help run this program. And again, they get to give back to their former elementary schools, as well as work with the PTA and, you know, at the end of the day, put a smile on those elementary school kids' faces, which is awesome. This year, in the fall as well, we also volunteered with Grains of Hope, which is a teen-organized, led organization. And essentially what it is, it's a meal packing event. This took place in Emerson at the Church of Latter-day Saints. And the students just spent the afternoon just packing food and got to see what goes into it. We've done donations in schools and collect things for the food drive, but they don't always know where that goes and what goes into making that work afterwards. So the students were able to help pack the foods, which then got distributed throughout the various community food banks throughout the state. While I'm on the topic of that, we actually have another neat field trip coming up in January. So we're going to take a group of students to a food bank, and they're going to be able to witness the food bank and you know how the food gets packed, and they're going to assist in that packing as well and see how the food gets distributed throughout areas of the state. Another awesome volunteer opportunity that we did is we got together during our flex period, which is a time during our school day where students have the opportunity to do things that they're passionate about. But we had a group of students that took time out of their flex day and showed up to the cafeteria where we wrote thank you letters and letters of gratitude to our service men and women who are stationed throughout the country and overseas and unfortunately will not be home for the holidays. So as far as the school year, you know, we've been, like I said, very busy as far as what the students have been doing. With that said, you know, the kids do a great job. I'm proud of them. And each year, students then will accumulate their hours. And it's also a little bonus they get to put it on their college transcript.
Gosh, it's evident that this community service club provides so many opportunities for service and giving back to the students. And I think it must be so helpful because I'm sure there are students or maybe their parents who want to be a part of giving back and want to make a commitment to service opportunities, but maybe don't know how. And like I said, it's obvious that you're giving them numerous ways and different avenues so that they can really participate in this meaningful work. So thanks so much. You're doing a lot of work and it's greatly appreciated by so many, I'm sure. Thank you. For more information about any of the events, clubs, or programs we heard about today, you can always check the New Milford High School webpage, Mr. Manupelli's Twitter, or the high school Facebook page. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Thanks for listening to the Nightcast. Check us out at newmilfordschools.org/New Milford High School. Look for us in your inbox from the night. Find us on the New Milford High School Facebook page or at Mr. Manupelli's Twitter, @NMHSPrincipal.